This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. The Russian punk band and art collective Pussy Riot brought their Revolution Tour to Albuquerque last month. One of their original members stopped by the studios at New Mexico PBS to talk about the group's work opposing war and oppression. Megan Kamrick asked Maria Aliokina about the atmosphere for artists, writers, and dissidents in Russia right now.
It's not like a totalitarian system of controlling everything. It's not like that. It's more like criminal mafia state. If they don't like what you're doing, they can put you to jail, they can, I don't know, kill you, they can take all your business, money, everything. But there is no system of their activities.
You, I'm sure you did not intend to be imprisoned for 2 years. I mean, what are you willing to sacrifice to keep doing the work that you're doing?
It's our country and our history. People in 2014, maybe like about 80% of the people whom I know and who were protesting, they just left the country. And this movement called Emigration of Disappointment. This is a totally wrong choice because it's your country. You should fight for it. I mean, it's not easy, but if you will not do it, who will do it?
Aren't you afraid?
Of what? Why I should be afraid?
Being killed? I mean, plenty of opponents have been killed. People have been imprisoned.
Death happens. Everybody will die. I mean, we're people. Your body can die, but I think ideas are not, cannot die.
I know after you came out of prison, you started other projects focused on media, focused on prisoner rights. Are you continuing those?
After we've been released, Crimea annexation happened. Almost all independent media were, like, crushed, and a lot of journalists were fired because of the political reasons and censorship. Some of them were our friends, very close friends, and we decided to do independent media focused on covering all the topics about freedom in Russia. It's like political courts, violence inside police stations, violence inside prisons. From the very beginning, it was like, you know, very small kind of field of covering. But after 2 years, I think not only us, but everybody understood that it's one of the main topics in Russia now, unfortunately. And I think these things are very important because we shouldn't be a small circle of people. We should talk with each other.
What do you hope you can achieve with this show and with your work?
I want an action.
An action?
Yes, of course. To change something, to like overcome things such as nationalism or sexism or racism, we should be together. It's not like some symbol or some messiah will come and will help everybody. It doesn't work like that. Only together we can change everything. That's why we are doing a revolution, to show that we are together. Doesn't matter that these borders exist. Well, our goals are more important than any borders, and a community which we have is more important than Putin's government or Trump's government or any government. That's what I believe. I believe that community. Our goal is to see thousands of examples of the revolution.